Welcome back to the Mike Garrett Radio Show, Eye on the Community. Here in the Woodridge Public Library, definitely have our eye on the community. As my guest today is Jocelyn Osten, who is the Senior Public Education Coordinator of Gift of Hope, Organ and Tissue Donor Network. And Jocelyn, we've been talking all about your organization and different fallacies and myths and qualifications and things. And one question we have here, and it says, does the donor's family get to meet the recipient? And the answer is actually yes, if both parties, agree and want to meet each other then.
That's right, Mike. What happens is a recipient or a donor family would write a letter to the other party, and they would send it to Gift of Hope, and we will forward the information on. And then if both parties decide that, they want to share their contact information, we are able then to release that information to the opposite parties, and they can arrange for their own meeting.
And another question we do, we want to talk about is, can organs be donated to someone of a different race or ethnicity? And the answer is yes. However, we find that for some reason, different people from different races, their organs seem to click better. The matches is more likely then.
Yeah, that's right. Organ size is a critical to match donor and recipients, for example, hearts, livers, and lungs. But genetic makeup is also important when matching kidneys. Therefore, for example, African Americans will match better with a kidney donated from an African American than any other race, as well as also Asians, et cetera, Hispanics, what have you.
So we've been talking about a lot of different volunteer opportunities. And one thing people can do, obviously, is, get involved with your organization, but just on their own, at work or, with coworkers, let people know, about your organization and about donating tissue and organs then.
Yeah, registering is the absolute first step. What you can do, register yourself on the state's organ and tissue donor registry. You can do that by logging on to donatelifeillinois.org, and you can register your decision to donate. Definitely the next step would be to spread the word, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, coworkers, what have you, that they also need to register. The law changed in 2006. So people who were already registered on the intent registry need to re-register their decision to donate on the new registry.
And as we were mentioning that you have all these new, things for the registry in place, and as we were covering, but we want to stress that now it's originally the law, like we were saying, used to be set up where, you would sign it and then the family ultimately, after you passed would have that say. But now it's a situation where, you could kind of bypass that. But I know in my case, in a lot of people's case, you make it known, especially not necessarily as formal as a will, but, a situation where, you definitely want this to happen. But, the person has a little more control than with some of these new policies as far as their own donations.
That's right. With the new registry, the individual themselves has their own action to become a donor. The family it's most crucial to discuss with your family your decision to donate. However, you do have the ultimate say within the new registry.
And I think most people know this, but now with these donations, like I said, it's all working on a waiting list and a situation like that. So this isn't necessarily a situation, no one could, God forbid, predict, their death or anything like that. But I mean, this isn't a situation between, like, sometimes when you donate a kidney to a family member, you're not necessarily specifically going to say, if my family member needs these organs, they're going to get them or something like that.
It would completely depend on criteria of the specified donor. So no, there is no guarantee that you could say, okay, I want all of my organs to go to my sister. That definitely would not necessarily occur because your sister may be a completely different blood type. There may be other factors involved where that wouldn't even be possible. So there is no specification within the registry of who the organs can be donated to.
And now here's a question, and hopefully we can answer it, is now let's say you're, well, I don't think I want to say Disney World, but let's just say you're in Florida and you get into a car accident and something happens to you. Now you're a donor in Illinois. Now, is there going to be any problem? I mean, is that information get to Florida that, hey, get these organs back to Illinois?
Absolutely. Not necessarily the organs would be transported back to Illinois. What would happen is that the organ procurement organization in Florida would give the organ procurement organization Gift of Hope in Illinois a call and just say, you know, this is the patient. This is what's going on. Are they on the registry? And the information then would be transferred over to the state of Florida so that organ donation could occur.
So no matter, like we're saying, where you are, you can, you know, rest at ease. Now, as far as other countries, we won't go into that, but is that going to be an issue if you, you know, pass in another country or still you have connections with certain countries?
While the organ donation community is very well connected, we don't have an international structure per se that we would be able to communicate with ease with other organ procurement agencies overseas. So that's another reason why it's very crucial to discuss with your family that you do want to become an organ donor so that when your family is confronted, they know how to respond.
Okay. As we get, you know, down to the nitty gritty, we want to thank you so much, Astrid, for coming in. And again, your website, can you tell us the address of that again?
Yeah, the website is donatelifeillinois.org to register. And thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Okay. My guest has been Jocelyn O'Stern, who is the Senior Public Education Coordinator at Gift of Hope Organ and Tissue Donor Network. This has been the Mike Caro Radio Show. I am the community here in the Woodridge Public Library. And please catch us again next time.